This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Service saved.
You'll be like, oh crap, there's a scratch in your voice with wet tissue right up your sleeve. You'll sneeze when in my trap, cause I will attack and you don't want that.
Don't want your flowers.
Please stay away from grass.
Hey, people will kill your ass. Please stay away from grass. Hey, people will kill.
Don't want your flowers.
Please stay away from grass. Hey, people will kill your ass.
The website.
Come on, it means we shag, we shag, you know it, and the whole world has the answer right now, just tell me once again, we shag.
S'il fallait une fois,
listen now.
He knows I'll make him grow up again, crowding round the stove, that's when I hear him say, yeah.
I'm in the kitchen with my wife. My wife. Oh yeah. The kitchen with my wife. I'm in the kitchen with my wife.
Regent came to my room and prayed with me. That's what I was there. I'm not here to stone anybody. I just tell it as I know it. That many people, you know, a lot of people want to play with me, but not many want to pray with me. Pray with me.
And sing it to the cops like a chorus. All we got is us. It's too late in the game for misguided trust. It's your fault, they got you in the crib tied up. Burned bridges and now your favors all dried up. Like a drought in the summer, up go the coke price. I don't give a fuck, so I say fuck your whole life. And put the green light on them. Take two of these and call a coroner in the morning.
Y'all can't fuck with these bums. They wanna test my aim and challenge my gun. The devil wanna try my hand, but God got a master plan. Y'all can't fuck with these niggas. Can't fuck with these. Can't fuck with these. Bentonville, cold day in Kingston when I ain't dope. The Rastas will cut they dreads and worship the Pope. I got the best of all time verse. My shit quotable, remarkable rap. I stand out on the tomb. Big teams are gone. You just a crumb on my plate. Blown away if I breathe too hard. You like a comment on IG. Nobody cares. Crawl back under that rock. The Giants is here. For the daughters of men, the infamous master race of hip hop legends. If you follow the North Star, it'll lead you up top to the state of New York. She never heard talk like this. I capture attention. My gab is a gift from God for you to listen and learn a new language, bitch. I speak truth. You don't know what I'm saying. You don't understand, do you? Well, balance is the best translator. Bullets are universal. See, now you can relate to a dog. Y'all can't fuck with these bums. They wanna test my aim and challenge my gun. The devil wanna try my hand. God got a master plan. Y'all can't fuck with these niggas. Can't fuck with these. Can't fuck with these bitches. The devil wanna try my hand. But God got a master plan.
All by myself.
Budgie. The track is called Try My Hand, featuring Mobb Deep on that cut. And it's taken off of The Good Book Volume 2, which is out now. That's the follow-up to their 2013 collaboration project with the UK producer Budgie and Alchemist. Of course, loads of dope features on there as well. Check it out. That one was featuring Mobb Deep, of course. Rest in peace, Prodigy. This is hip-hop. This is FUBAR Radio. And before we go any further, thank you so much to Ian Boldsworth. He's been holding you down for the last 2 hours right here on the show. And you can listen back to that and all FUBAR Radio shows on the website. Last week here, we were chatting to Kate from Scanners Inc., who's doing amazing work right now with the events she's putting on. And we had an incredible open mic. So check it out at FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. I know there's another voice that you're missing today, but he'll be here very soon. Coming up today, so much goodness for you. Mass Law, New Gods General, is going to be in the studio with us, plus Special Investigations. And it's pretty deep, the investigation this week, actually. Another wicked open mic on the way for you. And I have something brand new for you on the show today. All I'm going to do is tell you it's called Hip Hop Hookups. More on that later, so keep it locked. Brand new music from West Side Gun, Psy Philly, and more. But first, let's hit you with something from that brand new project from Verb T and Pitch 92. This is Hip Hop, it's FUBAR.
Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. Feeling kind of strange knowing they were never with you. I made my bed, then I woke up on the wrong side. In the moonlight, see me chatting to the pond life. Planning for a long night, solitary type shit. Mind very loose, raps got a very tight fit. Clocking heavy mileage, like a nomad. Found a road back with no roadmap though. Fresh mechanism, brand new exterior. See the higher we travel, it feels eerier. Trying to shut the door and stay grounded. I'm drawn to the whirlwind, I navigate around it. Feeling like a passenger that's in a getaway car. I paint my expressions like a brave heart. Many misled, some never had a clue. Tumble down a tunnel, then they landed in a padded room. You ain't crazy, they laid out a trap for you. Feeling right within your mind is something that you have to do. Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. You feeling kinda strange knowing they were never real. Never real. If you never try, you never will. Never will. Never will. We forever climb, forever build. Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. Feeling kinda strange knowing they were never real. If you never try, you never will. Never will. Never will. We forever climb, forever build. Can you handle all the mess of your feet getting tangled in the web? Playing with the seams, unraveling the thread. Same shit that killed the cat. But do you wanna know? It's a time bomb situation and it's gonna blow. See whatever you want in the reflection. Let nothing ever put a halt to your progression. See the game goes on, but yesterday's front page soon is forgotten in this one-way traffic. Some say tragic, some say forgetting the past just had to happen. They said regrets are hard, you have to manage somehow, or your life will be a never-ending calm down. So the doubt in my mind, I'm trying to banish it. Summoning the spirit like a candlelit seance. But some fools are messing with the ambience. Obtuse angling, bare-faced pandering. Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. You feeling kind of strange knowing they were never real. Never real. If you never try, you never will. Never will. Never will. We forever climb, forever build. Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. Feeling kind of strange knowing they were never real. If you never try, you never will. Never will. Never will. We forever climb, forever build.
Courage. What is it anyway? Are you born with it? Do you acquire it over time? I propose today that it's a myth. And what we've got to get into is its source. Fear. Because if you can truly face that, you can be free. And it's not real.
Aww, yeah. This is Sarah Love, by the way. I don't know if I actually said my name before. That last track, Verb T and Pitch 92. The track is called Getaway Car. Brand new video single for that as well. It dropped on High Focus Records. Verbs and Pitch, they are working on an album together called Good Evening. That's out on High Focus. Go and support them. The video is very dope. Shout out, by the way, to all silent listeners, because the amount of you who are like, yeah, we're listening all the time. send us a message, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We would love to big you up. And big up to all the Bristol crew locked into the show. Shouts out to G-Bag. We love you. Damien Shady, what a man. Hope you're locked into the show. And Maria Amadeo, we've been missing you, darling, but it's lovely having you here with us. So much goodness on the way for you. Going to get into a big up in just one hot second. But first...
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from WrestleKicks.
Are you just missionary? Do you do it? Do you dabble with any
others? Pretty much, yeah.
What about the one where you're sat up and then she is sitting on you?
That's too sexy.
Too sexy.
I like sex to be like just routine for me, you know?
You don't want it,
just
you don't
in
want
and out.
Boring
so
missionary.
I'm so missionary. I'm missionary impossible. Come down from the ceiling in a planking position and just insert myself. Try not to come by then.
Dun, your shoes up.
Every Wednesday,
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from WrestleKicks.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Check. Win is the sole option. A win means globetrotting with the whole squadron. No stopping, my dear, forevermore. Settle scores with the part of my heart I compose songs with. Yo, I'm all in, lamping with a large spliff. Dark skin king in the session like he Clark Kent. A Superman that flow out of the park quick. Do my dance there and roll something to spark. She's crazy on my side of the fence, very toxic. When you talk about sense, many have lost it. Saw zombie lifestyle and nonsense, but she started to change, man. I ain't seen God since. But who am I to state the obvious? My 9-to-5 ain't politics. I'm off the bench, deep in the game. My common sense, all of it has served me well. I call it quits. All I did was serve my blessings on a dish, arming them with certain messages within. Calling all these earthly energies to build up the foundation we rely on just to feel. They don't supply us with the real. Real is where you reside and how you live. So every time I'm in the mix, yo, I focus on I and do my thing and coast. You know, it's like my mama. 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 Truth is, live is the sole option. And live means doing what we wanna. Got it? It's quite simple. A slight improvement on the modern. Living for the dollar. This is how they've got us. Imprisoned by the images they started for some. In kindergarten for others. Media garbage had its effect on the immediate thought of what it is. Fast forward and voila. Pile of shit. Part of my French, but fuck this. I can't base my life off what someone thinks, my G. OD, don't OD off the cream. And go things I pour in from the dream. You know me, OG from the 3-5. Grown things, not me. I peep the scheme. When you see the friend, don't forget to say cheese. Gotta do more than make cheese. I man surviving for his create heat. I man create the fire to make feasts. I man desire the finest of great things. Look, the mind is a great thing. Mind has the design of a late king. I find my third eye sees beyond the fakes. Nah, I mean, no time to waste, kid. Just coast, you know. It's like my mama. It's like my mama.
Yeah, Bill, this is soul ops. Grow pockets are known to be stoned out. Wishing I was chilling in the mist, more art. Nothing but the depths of my mind to get lost in. Wrote scriptures, what words provoke pictures. Pulp fiction, popes can see the ghost with us. No dealers for rhymes, nicks that don't fill us. Gorillas, pigs in suits and four wheelers. Slugs is millimeters, but they hurt niggas. Trying to find a way to make it work. I even got a brand new gun for me to murk, nigga. Cause the devil's even killing you in church, for real. Looking at the clock right now, it's getting live. In your mugshot, they can't tell if he dead or you alive. The devil. Sandra, but y'all more worried if we pulling our pants up for real.
It's like my mama.
Junior T, he was live on the show with us a couple weeks back, straight out of Toronto. That track is called My, 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 and it features Brisk in the House, produced by Sprox, and is taken from an album called Son of a Drummer. So go and check it out, and definitely listen back to when Junior joined us in the studio. FUBARradio.com/show/hip-hop. This is Sarah Love. My Sticky is on his way, I promise you. And my Sack Hayes isn't far behind either. But you're in the good hands of me for the time being. I got to send a shout out to Agent Abstract, locked into the show, and Stacey Lee as well. Hit us up on the Twitter at FUBAR Radio. But you know, on this show, we like to spread the good vibes and not just be miserable, complaining English, British hip-hop people, you know? So that's why we like to set things up by, you know, shouting out and highlighting the people doing cool things in the world. And to me, it was only correct that we shared some love with another beautiful man, in my opinion. Another very beautiful man. Definitely deserving of a major...
Big up, big up!
Mo Farah, my goodness. I was shouting at the TV, Lissy. I was shouting at the TV this weekend. Born in Somaliland, he's Britain's most successful distance runner ever. How incredible is that? He's the first athlete in history to win 10 consecutive major track distance titles. I just love it. And he just won what he called his toughest race ever of his life, and to retain his 10,000 metres title. And this all took place in London at the World Championships this weekend. He ran 10,000 metres in a time of just under 27 minutes. And it's the quickest he's done it since 2011 too. And he was tripped up at one point. He almost fell over a couple times, and he's just the man, isn't he? The 5,000 metres, that's going to begin on Wednesday, and that's his final indoor event until he switches to the marathon. It's all so exciting. But what I love about, like, athletes and runners in particular, it's like, you know, you don't need to be rich to do this. You don't need to have, like, be from some special privileged background or whatever. It's just the determination and the hard work, and that's what I just loved watching him run this 10,000 metres at the weekend. And it was just so cool hearing him talk afterwards. He said, "You had the Kenyans, the Ethiopians, the Ugandans, everybody working as a team against me. Fair play to them. They worked it hard and they chucked everything they had at me. At one point in the middle of the race, I wasn't thinking I was going to lose, but I thought, this is tough. This is tough." See, I like that mentality too, just like the positivity. He's not a Debbie Downer, the glass is half full. And he said, "I just had to stay strong, believe in myself and think I didn't work for nothing. I'm not losing in my hometown. I can't." And then he said, "I get emotional talking about it, but I owe it all to the people in London. I owe it to the people in Great Britain. And to have so many people supporting you, keeping you going, it makes a difference." Oh, Mo, we love you so much. And it's true. So that's why I just think in hip hop, we need to just, rather than focus on being nasty about artists you hate online, put all of that energy into supporting and bigging up the artists that you love and the people doing the right kind of thing. Like, imagine if we did all of that, we wouldn't have all this foolishness trending that you see online nowadays. And I just thought it was absolutely incredible. It was so exciting when you saw them hit the final lap and the bell rung, and it's just Mo and the Ugandan guy and the Ethiopian dude, they just went into sprint mode for that final lap. And it's like, I couldn't even run that speed lead just normally that they're doing their final lap of 10,000 metres. So just to see them sprinting it was sort of crazy. And it was so lovely as well to see the hear the crowd. Like, you just hear the excitement rousing. And the commentators, when you saw the clip of the commentators, they were just like losing their nut and getting on their feet too. But check this out. This is Mo Farah just on the final lap of the 10,000 metres in London this weekend. Amazing.
450 metres to go. Tanui is his closest pursuer now, as he was in Rio last year. We're coming through. The bell sounds. Farah leads. Listen to the ovation.
We know the script, Mike. Tanui's now on his shoulder. Mo Farah's where he wants to be. He's hugging the curb. He almost tripped. We've seen this before. This happened in Beijing.
And he's almost tripped again.
He's getting pushed by Tanui. It's a real scrap out there, more like a boxing ring. Well, he's looking so comfortable. Tanui's already into his last burst of energy. Can Mo Farah hold on?
200 metres to go. Farah leading from Tanui in second place. Cheptegei of Uganda also has a chance on the outside. Pandemonium in the Olympic Stadium here as Farah tries to kick again. He looks over his shoulder, looks up at the screen and kicks on. He glances across. Farah once again hits the front. Cheptegei on his outside. Memories of London 2012 flooding back. The crowd, the noise, the goal for Mo Farah. He wins again. It's 10 global gold medals in a row. He wins in a time of 26 minutes, 49.53 seconds. A lightning fast time when he needed it. He controlled the race throughout. Mo Farah has done it again on the same track where he achieved glory in 2012. The first gold medal of the championships is a British gold medal won by Sir Mo Farah, the greatest British athlete of all time.
Oh, and we're alive to see this. This is so cool. The greatest British athlete of our time, of all time. Like, it's so wonderful. And then you got to love it when he brings his kids on the circuit as well. Oh, you guys are just rolling up in the studio. You've just been chilling on road, yeah? My Sticky has just stepped up in the place to be. I'm not even putting your mic up. I'm not. Yeah, get on the correct mic. We're professional out here.
I'm on the wrong mic and I just walk in like, yeah, go on. Where you not been, man?
Mice, you just missed me bigging up Mo Farah.
What did he do?
Mo Farah, he just like changed the world this weekend. He won the 10,000 metres in like just under 27 minutes. This was at the London World Championships and it was just sick seeing him do the final act. You'll have to listen back to the show on fubarradio.com/show/hip-hop if you want to get all the juice. And you didn't see that Usain Bolt was also running this weekend in London.
Was he?
Because you've been living the superstar lifestyle. That's why you didn't know any of this. But, you know, it's just continuing with my theme of beautiful men of the world. Mo Farah, 34 years old. And it's just nuts, the titles that he's collected already in his career. I adore Mo Farah.
So
and
he's become a heartthrob as well? Is he like a jerk? Is it?
Long time heartthrob.
Wow,
come on.
Wow, the eyebrows, isn't it? The eyebrows, boy. Just draw a picture there. I see Lissy.
There's lots of women envious of his eyebrows.
Yeah. Like, wow, look at them eyebrows.
No gaffer tape needed. And his beauty. Beauty just shines from within, don't you think? Like, he's like a ray of sunlight. Don't you recognize?
It's definitely, it's beautiful to see someone like that doing so well, man.
Yeah.
You can tell he's worked hard.
I know. And he's about to retire. So this is like him going out with just smashing it. And then also, because it's the World Championships happening this weekend, also Bolt, who's about to retire as well. This was his last 100th time to defend his title as the greatest sprinter the world has ever seen. But it was a wah, wah, wah.
What happened?
He got bronze. It was kind of funny. that's like my twisted British humour.
What, somebody beat Usain Bolt?
Yeah, no, but it was
deep. Don't you think it's weird that his name is Bolt as well? It's like, right, how more...
It's a setup, isn't it? No, but it was really bad because the American dude, Justin Gatlin... He's kind of rivaled, isn't it? Yeah, but the thing is, Justin Gatlin, he's been banned twice for busted twice PEDs. For doping, and so then when he crossed the finish line, it was just booze.
Are they all
it
like
was deep. Imagine so the whole stadium booing.
When did this happen? Yesterday, Saturday.
I think that was Saturday. You said
we'll give it a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? I'm sure USADA will get involved, or not? Who? WADA? Someone? Some kind of testing? Do you know what I mean?
Because it's deep though. But, and then even when he went to the podium to get his medal, and then the crowds were booing.
Is he American?
Yeah. But then you see what people are saying is like, should we? There were many other athletes competing in this World Championships who also have been busted. So it's like he's just become the poster boy for doping.
Yeah.
And then also it's at the same time, we should be complaining to the, who's it, IAAA. Don't know. Yeah. Whatever it, the athletics body who's making the rules, not demonizing the athletes themselves.
But it's hard not to when they've been caught, when they've been.
It's fun to boo, isn't it? It's hard not to be tempted.
Thing is, everyone loves Bolt because of his personality as well as like how amazing he's been.
Yeah.
And he's never been caught cheating. So no one has that. He doesn't have that cloud above him wherever he goes.
Yeah.
There might be people who want to accuse him of that, but then you look at the guy and it's like, okay, that kind of makes sense that you'd probably be faster if you could drag yourself with such, you know, speed and power.
Yeah.
But, you know, these other people involved, when it's like, right, you've been tagged with that, you know, you've openly been caught. So it's not going to be a surprise to people.
I know.
When you're getting booed again.
I just feel bad for him because we all make mistakes. And, you know, I'm sure there were people in the crowd there who like to call themselves a good Christian.
Mm.
And so, you know, forgive. Like, if the man's innocent and he's not been doping on this race and he won fair and square, that's the case. And also, at the same time, everyone, of course, that would have been the dream ending is to Usain Bolt his final 100 meters to win gold. But he got bronze. He didn't even get silver. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of dodge. But no, I mean, still obviously total props to Bolt. But you know what's been kind of, I find a little bit uneasy?
What?
There's a lot of, I've heard over this weekend, so many people drawing comparisons between Usain Bolt and Muhammad Ali.
What? Why?
Exactly. And it's not because they're just saying, you know, he's influenced so many people, him to be the greatest sprinter the world has ever seen, like his whole life story, his attitude, his personality, how he's just galvanized people to be excited about athletic. You know, he's done so much for the sport. He's been an ambassador for Jamaica, you know, but at the end of the day, Ali, I'm not knocking that. He's incredible. But Ali, he helped kind of liberate millions of people in her country.
Yeah, there's a bit of a difference. I mean, the thing is as well, it's all relative to how people see. So imagine the kids in Jamaica coming from the same place as Bolt, or, you know, relatively close or similar.
Yeah.
To them, he is their Ali. Do you know what I mean? He's put Jamaica on the map. He's showing them how you can come out of the hood or the ghettos and become somebody that people around the world revere. Do you know what I mean? So in that sense. But in terms of, like, on the whole, you know, what Ali did compared to what Usain Bolt is doing, is, yeah, you can't really compare the two.
Yeah, and it's not fair to either, really.
But relative to... But the people always want to do that, man. They always want to go, oh, that's like so-and-so, isn't it? It's like, it's easier to relate something to something. So we'll always be like, oh, you know, Jay-Z is the Cool G rap of our time, or, you know what I mean? It's always, oh, he's like the blah, 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 or she's like the da-da-da, you know? It's
and
always going
to
be that.
With, on the creative side of things, those sort of things easily come down to opinion, isn't it? Like, it's your personal preferences and tastes and stuff. But, you know, we know that, like, Ali, Bob Marley, they use their platform and helped unite a country on a political level. They were part of that movement. They helped empower so many, you know, giving a stage to so many people. Bolt has done incredible, like, philanthropic work and stuff.
Yeah, he's done stuff like, look, if you know, like, all the adverts, all the endorsements he gets, when they're like, yeah, we want to do this, do that, he says, yeah, you're coming to Jamaica to do it. You have to come to Jamaica and give my people the work to do. Do you know what I mean? So that's quite big.
Yeah.
It's not something that everyone's going to go, oh, that's amazing that he does that. But, you know, to the people within his area, that's like, yo, man, no one's ever done that for us. And he's doing that and he doesn't have to. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. He's not just buying a painting and boasting about selling it four times.
Do you know what's really funny about that?
Putting it in a trust fund for his kids.
Man, I just saw some video and who was it? DJ Vlad. And he was saying... He was talking about the painting thing, you know, how everybody was like, oh, man, you know what Jay-Z said about buy it for $1 million and then next year it's worth $3 million and it's worth $8 million. But he goes, yeah, but what he doesn't say is that when you buy a painting like that,
2 million, yeah.
Well, yeah, let alone that. But when you buy a painting like that, you have to pay taxes and you got to pay like insurance to look after that painting. You know, so there's all these other extra costs that he's not really telling people about, but making it seem as glamorous.
It's like Wonga.com.
Yeah. That was interesting, man. I was like, wow, that's funny. But what do I know about that anyway?
Exactly. Just follow Jay-Z's advice and we'll all be owning Picassos and stuff. But yeah, thanks to Five Live for that clip that we played for, of Mo Farah winning. Honestly, just go and watch like the footage. It's crazy, Mice. So when you see them sprinting on that final lap after running 10,000 metres, it just, I was literally shouting at the TV. It was so much fun. And so I just thought it was only correct that we just raise awareness. Because any of us, ultimately, if we started training and pushing ourselves, if you set your mind to it, you can accomplish anything, like in the wise words of George McFly in Back to the Future. But this is hip hop, and it's myself, Sarah Love. That's your part,
and myself,
my
Stevie. You're damn right, bitches and bitches. I'm sorry I'm late here. Do you know what I mean? But we got here in the end, man. Traffic just wouldn't let. And stupid sat nav as well, going, oh, go this way. No, honestly, it's safe. This is the reason why there's traffic. We can't go down this road. Dickhead.
Yeah. Egypt.
That's what I said to her, but I don't know if she heard me anyway.
Yeah, you were just going off on her at the car. Yeah, you're like, look, right, keep it locked because I got so much cool music for you today. And we have something brand new for the listeners, which I can't wait to get into. But after this, we've got a very, very important, it's pretty deep question for the investigation. So I want to hear from you guys. Tweet us on @FubarRadio and email us at hiphop@FubarRadio.com. But let's have some Sci Philly.
Yo. Woo! Listen, yo. Spinning on blacks, we didn't relax. And niggas were just spitting on tracks. Bringing it back to Dapper Dan and Gazelles. I'm even bringing it back to before LL was rocking the bells. I'm busy standing in my B-boy stance, doing my B-boy dance. Return to Sean, blocking my B-boy bronze. I'm cooler than Hurt, I'm cooler than that cool Moldy. When I walk in the streets, I'm making sure that you know me. We just get on blocks, it's passing all this rapper's delight. Instead of this plight, we stood on corners rapping at night. I'm bringing it back to before what that you saw on the net. Back to the days when every rapper wasn't lacking respect. Ayo, for years I've been supporting this thing, rocking my four finger ring. Back in the day, that's what was thought of as bling. And yo, we knew our fame felt with our name belt. Another medallion you could get that would dispel your name's belt. Ayo, I reminisce in the past when Doggy Fresh and Slick Rick had 6 minutes to blast. I'm making it last, cause ain't no other culture was fast. And I'm educating the youth just like a history class. So check it out, yo.
We know that he's bringing it back. That he's bringing it back. That he's bringing it back. We all know, yo, he's bringing it back. Yeah, he's bringing it back. He's bringing it back.
Bringing it back like a Martin McFly to when I started this ride. Before the bling ever started my pride. Back to the days when most rappers dropped the baddest of schemes. Wasn't busting all of these skirts, just the bag of his jeans. It gives me major vex. All of these rappers acting like major vex. With major debts, I'm raging and putting back on my Avirex. Back in the days when rappers wasn't rocking the dress. Back to the days when Flavor Flav with the clock on his chest. I'm rocking the best. Bringing it back, my call and my quest. Bringing it back before hip hop was all about West. I'm trying to get it back. Digging the past and find me a better track. Bring back in time before future and all this petty rap. Petty rap, these rappers they ain't speaking for me. I'm trying to speak to peeps and know about who they needin' to be. Bringing it back to real hip-hop, the beats and the bricks. Back to the days when they last started raising the stakes. And yo, it makes me sick and all I'm seeing is plight. I try to keep it positive for what I read and I write. This culture's moving at the speed of some light. I'm trying to stop hip-hop from crashing and burning like a meteorite. Let's bring it back, yo.
We know that he's bringing it back. That he's bringing it back. That he's bringing it back. We all know. Oh, he's bringing it back. Yeah, he's bringing it back. Yeah, he's bringing it back. Back, bringing it back. Yeah, bringing it
yo, what up, though? It's your boy, Guilty Simpson, sending a shout-out to Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, and the FUBAR Radio Show. Make sure you support that. If you don't, you're stupid.
You are stupid, and go and support that 11th Hour album if you haven't yet. Cy Philly, he dropped that earlier this year. Bringing It Back was the name of that track taken off the album, featuring Jay Lorenzo, produced by Richie Spitz. He's got all kinds of cool people on that album too. Check it out. And have you seen these pictures that Cy Philly's been posting of secret recording recording sessions for Life Cypher? Mice, have you seen that?
Nah, what? He's got secret recordings?
Well, no, just pictures of them recording.
No, the new stuff, yeah?
Yeah. I know. They have promised me that they're going to come through to the studio first before they do anything else. So, you know how we do. This is FUBAR Radio. Myself, Sarah Love, until 6 p.m. taking care of you. But right now...
Yeah, that's right. I was about to say hit my music. You know what I'm saying? You're talking too much, bitch.
Never! No, always, always.
You're damn right. We want to welcome y'all down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe. That's right. Morning, night, noon, and evening. Whatever you want, baby. You know what I'm saying? We give it to you right where you need it. We got them special sprinkles for all y'all mother lovers to need that dust in your life. Ooh. You're damn right. And I'll be your host for this evening. I'll go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. I nearly forgot I was going to say that then.
That's all right. You know what I'm saying? I had a bit of weed in my mouth anyway.
So getting your money's worth out of every hit.
Yeah, you know, it'll just be like, yeah, you know what? Like half an hour, it's still drawing in, and when they blow out, there's no smoke or that. It's like, right, bruv, I think you absorbed everything you needed from that puff there. Anyway, this week's investigation comes to you courtesy of this thing called life, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. That one thing that we take for granted each and every day. When you wake up in the morning and smell your bad breath, you should appreciate the fact that you can smell that shit. And literally, shit is the word that you should emphasize whenever you smell it in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. That's why this investigation is quite simple. Because I wanted to find out from our listeners, you know what I mean? From our friends, our family, our acquaintances.
Our co-workers. Colleagues.
You know what I mean? What your idea...
Can I just say quickly, even my dad was clowning me after you started clowning me, saying colleagues.
Yeah, colleagues. It is kind of weird, though. You know what I mean?
I'm colleagues.
Like, when I'm with Black Twang and I'm introducing it to someone, I'm going, yeah, this is my colleague, Black Twang.
Sorry. Like,
yeah, it's kind of weird, but...
Sorry. That just knocked me down a few hip-hop pegs.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little tiny bit. You
I'm
never
working
know.
On it.
But anyway, so this week's... investigation. It was just quite a simple one, really, because I wanted to find out from people how they feel about this. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about relativity. You know what I mean? Everyone looks at things in a different way. And so, for me, I was just interested in it because I felt like, yeah, you know, I have this thing. You know, not many people have it. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm allowed to make the music I feel like making. I'm lucky that I get to tour around the world.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? I get to carry on doing it.
Go on, mice.
Yeah, as long as I pay my bills and my taxes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I walk. See how Sarah stopped clapping there. Oh, I can't even laugh, but it hurts me when I laugh. Yeah. So I
no, anyone having a career in music, like earning a living in music for more than 10 years, you're doing good.
You're doing all right,
you're
isn't
doing
it?
Good.
That's a good point. I never even thought about it like that, but it's true.
I'll just brush the dirt off my shoulder, because
you know already, Sarah, there's people out there, you know what I mean? They make it look like they are living off of this shit, but you find out they got a part-time job or some shit like that. They got
no shame in that either.
And there is no shame in it, but you know, you don't have to pretend like that's the case.
Yeah.
But anyway, we always, like we do, we're veering off the subject. This yeah, we often do that, don't we?
We digress.
Yeah, we should have a car named Digress and we just jump in it every time. But I wanted to find out this week from all my listeners, Mice Investigates, what's your idea of freedom, ladies and gentlemen?
See, I think that's deep,
Thank
Mice.
Thank you very much.
This is seriously deep.
This is my
deep.
Idea of freedom.
Yeah,
nice cup of tea, you know what
lovely
I mean?
Tea delivered by Kyra.
Thank you, Kyra.
I think that's a deep question, Mice. It's very, it's practical, it's philosophical, it's political.
It is. It's
many deep, man.
Big words that you can throw in there. I'm not even going to attempt to say them just in case I fuck them up. Because I dropped a deep question. I think I should just leave it at that. I should drop mic, really.
Just get in the digress.
Yeah.
And you just be off.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because certain things happen and it make you think about sitting. You're just like, Rab, what is, you know, I feel like I'm free, but at the same time, I feel like I'm bound by all of this, you know? I can't just like, oh, all right, let me just done, and because there's other people relying on what you do as well, or people waiting on you, or at the same time, you might be a link for other people to get what they need, to, you know what I mean? There's all these things you're involved in, so you, I was like, right, am I free? Maybe I'm not free. I feel like I am, but maybe I'm not. Obviously, you know, everyone's going to have their opinion on what they class as freedom. So I thought it was an interesting question. And I know we'll have some interesting answers from all these mother lovers. But what's your idea of freedom?
Well,
when no one's asking you if you could play.
For free.
Excuse me, could you play?
No, I think, yeah, being, it's on the most basic level, yes. Being able to do what you want, when you want, on your terms, that is freedom. There's someone that I love who's got a good quote about freedom.
Is it Buddha? Hold on, let me guess. Buddha, Stevie Wonder, Benjamin Zephaniah.
Mo Farah, no. Rakim. Ouch. Yeah, there's lots of these cool guys. No, this dude is like one of the illest people of the 20th century. Come on, man, Nelson Mandela. If he can't chat about freedom, none of us can. And you know what, Nelson Mandela, he obviously had his book Long Walk to Freedom, which is like goes into everything, so much that he went through in his life and his struggle to liberate his country, his homeland. And when he left prison, he said, as I walked out the door towards the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison.
Wow, that's deep.
Sorry, I can't clap hard enough.
Yeah, sorry, I'll join you there.
Thank you.
In case you hurt yourself.
Thanks. I think I already hurt myself.
Yeah,
but but I think that's true, because it's like you can, you know, emancipate yourself from mental slavery because you can be, so there's people rolling around in Rolls Royce and things like that. They're not necessarily free either. And it's crazy. It's funny that you mentioned this, because just this weekend I was listening to some really interesting interviews about the crisis that we're going through in this country at the moment in our justice system.
Crisis.
Which one?
Get excited. Yeah. When you said it, then I'm there trying to figure out which one. That's how fucked up it is.
But you know, in the UK, it's like it's a mess what's going on, and this is all under the Conservative government that's been happening since David Cameron, with Theresa May as Home Secretary overseeing this, whose husband has investments in a private prison system companies. So you know, he benefits from us having more people locked up, and basically the Conservatives, they've put so many cuts to sources, resources, and things in the prison system where there's no focus on rehabilitation. Now, where it's normal for people to be on a 23-hour lockdown in jail in the UK. 23 hours lockdown. These are youths who, some of them are petty crime, you know, been done for petty crimes, and they've been mixed in with proper hardened criminals, and they're not in a psychological position to deal with 23-hour lockdown with nothing to entertain you. There's no focus on your existence there. It's normal now to have 15 wardens to 200 prisoners in the UK. And it's like we're just edging further and further towards the American privatized prison system. The USA, they have 25% of the world's prison population are in jail in the USA.
That's crazy, isn't it? 25%.
25%. And the prison system in America floats on the stock market.
Yeah. It's big money. That's a business. That's why.
And so people are making money out of a cycle of criminalization. And that's all that you get if the agenda isn't rehabilitation. And I just think it's absolutely appalling. I remember hearing this amazing interview of this woman who had done a long jail time in prison, in federal prison in America. And she said being released from prison there, it was like being shot out of a cannon into a brick wall and then imagine if you had abused a Rottweiler dog, kept trapped in a cage, and then released it into a children's playground. That's how prison is dealt with in this country, in America, and we're edging towards that. So I think, you know, we need to just get back on the track of actual rehabilitating people, so when they leave prison, their minds are free to take them in other directions.
Mm. Yeah, that is deep, man.
You know, but sorry.
First of all, they shouldn't have got caught, though. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, that just shows that they're
road signs is like,
bruv,
you got caught anyway, so you deserve all that shit. Now I'm joking. It's only joking.
No, so I just think a lot of it is mental. And then hearing people who have done, like, you know, the death row kind of crazy decades on death row and isolation and stuff, but where people have, found meditation and things like this to help them through that time. So, yeah, you definitely go through an enlightenment, isn't it?
It is. By the way, if you want to hit us up with an answer, it's hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you can tweet us @foodbarradio. Mice investigates this week. What's your idea of freedom? And of course, I had to head down to the local, do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah, turning dates, babe, mate. Oi, I'll tell you what, mate, I can meet me down there later on, do you know what I mean? I'll leave the missus and the babysitter together, do you know what I mean? With the kids and that. I'll leave the kids to look after the babysitter and the missus. How about that, yeah? Because they're fucking on there. Air on one, innit? The only kids are the only one that look after them, mate. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I asked a few of my friends down there at the Digital Pub. Shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He came up with an amazing answer.
Mm-hmm.
What's your idea of freedom? He said, running up and down Oxford Street naked with a can of special brew and a smile.
That's true. That is, you know, true.
That I think is freedom.
That's,
Johnson's
that's better
one
than
way,
what
ball
Nelson Mandela had to say.
You know what I mean? Can of special brew just spilling all over the place. That's what, freedom right
that's
there.
That's on my bucket list now.
Shout out to Cal Neal. He says, that's not freedom. That's just the Tuesday. Hilarious.
Just normal juggling.
Yeah, yeah, it's no standard runnings for him. Like, yeah, that's a Tuesday for me, brother. You want to see what I do on a Wednesday, hump day. Shout to Tim Fish. He says, being able to live as you wish without fear or debt, social exclusion or persecution. Either that or a never-ending bus pass.
Yeah, never. Well,
your
keep healthy
pass.
And then you'll get your freedom pass.
Yeah, get your freedom
blatantly
pass.
Blatantly, they gave the people us the freedom pass, innit? Because they know most British people are so damn unhealthy, they ain't going to reach 60 to get the freedom pass.
Ooh.
But no, definitely debt. That is another way where people, you're free, you're walking street, but you are in chains.
That is a funny thing because, were we talking about this last week? But
I think so.
How, yeah.
We digressed.
When you're
debt,
in debt,
yeah.
You know, you actually, they favour you as a valued customer.
So, oh, you know, and I didn't give my tip as to how to evade my trick that my friend discovered.
What did you
I mentioned last week.
As long as your friend ain't Wesley Snipes, we'll, you know what I mean, evading taxes, because I ain't trying to go to jail for that.
No, it's not evading. You're still paying your bill, because what the bank needs is to, if they accept a payment from you, even if that's £1 a month and you owe them like 50 grand or something, if they accept that payment, you've basically entered a contract with them so that they are agreeing to you paying £1 a month to chip away at this debt.
Mm.
So they can't take you to court. So if you owe a debt of like 50 grand or something, and then the person you owe the debt to, you say, look, I can't pay whatever it is you're demanding right now or per month,
pay £1.
But I can pay you £1 and just do a transaction of £1. If that transaction is accepted, that in effect is as though you're entering a contract with the person you owe the money to. So if it was to go to court, then it's like, well, you've accepted this, you know, the precedent has been set, so you are making an effort to pay your debt.
But you,
it's
that's
not the same as trying to bounce without, you know, and then you end up going
to
jail.
Accept, they have to accept that.
Yeah, though, but most of the time, because nowadays you're just dealing with a computer rather than a human being or something. So if there was some kind of transaction going, then it shows that you are making an effort to pay the debt. You're not trying to evade them, sort of thing.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting to, because I'm trying to figure out whether they can actually, you know, because someone's got to say, yeah, okay, we're cool with that. We're cool with you paying £1.
Yeah, and most of these big companies will.
Okay.
You know, as long as there's some kind of effort. Tim Joshua.
So that's what your friend has done?
Yeah. And so, I mean, he'll never pay off the amount of money. Like, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands
pay
it
£1
is.
Pay £1 a month till I'm dead.
Yeah.
How about that?
Exactly. And then that gets him off your back. Tim Joshua, he says, freedom equals choices. Definitely. And I think, you know, that's the power of education. And that's the wonderful thing about having the access to a free education in this country, is that you can open doors for yourself by being educated. And then that allows you to have options in life. And everyone likes to have options and not just have to do as they're told, innit? So definitely Tim Joshua, I'm feeling that.
Yeah, very funny about freedom means not showing up late to work though. Mice, you need one of those Flavor Flav clocks. Yes, very funny, Tim Joshua.
Yeah, boy.
What I need is a helicopter. Why couldn't you wish for me to get a helicopter? Why I gotta have a big ass clock that makes me look darker than I really am? Anyway, moving on. Shout out to Gleam. This is why we love Gleam, man. Do you know what I mean?
Wouldn't be the same without him chipping in.
Yeah, whether he's a FEO or not. You see how I throw that in now, make it sound like it's a standard. Yeah, FEO. That's going to catch on next year when everyone's saying FEO.
Can I also just say to FERs, like, there's another way to disprove that. Just keep walking and eventually you'll fall off the edge of the earth.
You said that before, so...
No. Before I said there's another way to prove it. Keep walking in a straight line and you'll get back to where you started.
Yeah, see, now you're contradicting yourself, DJ Sarah.
No, I'm saying if it's flat, you'll fall off the edge of the earth, innit? No one's done that yet.
No one ain't walking in no straight line across the earth, though, man. You know, in reality, unless you can swim really well, you know what I mean? That ain't really going to work. But this is why we love Gleam.
Yeah.
Look, check what he says. He may be a flat earther, but he drops bombs like this that may cause the earth to become more flat. He says, freedom is a fallacy. No one is truly free from pain, suffering, and incarceration regardless. You may think you will be free if you have millions in the bank and can survive doing as you wish. You are still not free to escape the construct of society, i.e., you still must buy clothes, albeit a different level of quality than the poor, or you are still bounded in the chains of eating, drinking, and breathing.
Okay.
I thought I'd drop it like a monologue just to.
Yeah, that was powerful.
That was pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know whether what he's saying is 100% fact or true, but.
But that's not important!
No. We spoke about this already. It's always from your point of view.
Yeah.
This to him. You know what I mean? The fact, eating is true. If you learn about fasting and whatnot, they speak of eating in that sense. In the fact that, you know, when you're. As soon as you feel hungry, oh, I need to eat. You know, you should be able to control your body. Like, okay, yeah.
Discipline.
Yeah, you're not as hungry as you think you are. No, you don't need that extra pack of crisps. Do you know what I mean? That meal deal from Sainsbury's that obviously is really worth it. Like, I wouldn't tell you not to do that, but I'm just saying, for example, do you know what I mean? Because I've still got links with them and that. But yeah, so you know, it's true what he's saying. Breathing, I don't know. I mean, we are bound to breathing. I don't know whether I'd call that like a chain as such. Because it's kind of weird to think, oh, fuck, man, why should I be breathing? I'm a non-conformist. Like, yeah. No, I'm not conforming to breathing like everybody else is.
That's some kind of liberty. That's a...
Yeah, it's kind of, you know what I mean? But that's his point of view, and I appreciate that, man. As always, it's nice to hear what Gleam has to say. Shout out to Danny Seaton. One more before we go into some music. He says, being completely off the grid, anything else, and we're always slaves to the system in some sense. If we're talking 100% freedom. Freedom. See, I'll give a little echo just to...
See, that's what I think is a bit sinister, is to be off the grid is something that's becoming more and more difficult. And I think it will even get to the point, but it will even get to a point where if you're someone who is off the grid, you will be looked at with suspicion and like a weirdo, like a leper or something.
Do you reckon it's going to get like that,
definitely.
Where cash is no more? Like, we ain't even... We ain't even going to use marbles or nothing like that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, most probably, definitely AI is, like, artificial intelligence is going to destroy thousands and thousands of jobs. And that is the real issue. It ain't about immigrants coming over here taking our jobs. Mm. It's about
fucking Androids taking our jobs.
Yeah,
mate.
Honestly. Yeah. Seriously. But I just think people are becoming more and more addicted to living through a screen to the point where it will become, why the hell is that person walking on the street? Like, you're weird and you're suspicious to be doing the normal stuff that we grew up doing. But hey, on a positive tip, there's lots of good things about new technology and stuff like that.
Yep.
But what do you guys think? hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love your opinions and we want to share them because this show is all about you. And hit us on Twitter as well @foodbarradio. We have a brand new surprise feature on the show that we're going to announce today. Honestly, you don't want to miss this. Pass the open mic coming up. And right after this, we're going to be joined by our next guest. Max Law is in the building. It's Sarah Love.
Mice Diggy.
Foodbar Radio.
Bam, 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 bam. Queens, it's me. shit like string cheese. River monsters playing on a big screen. I've been flicking knives since I was 15. I'm just a kid from Queens, nothing don't mean shit to me. Victory, my life is like a breakfast at Tiffany's. M5 sounding like a symphony. These people jealous cause no motherfucker sick as me. I bet 330, 40 homers, 137 ribbies, 50 stolen bases. Hold this facelift, I should've bought a bracelet. I guess I'm old and patient. Time is of the essence, shorty, face it. I all swayed, everything's spaceship. Put your pussy right here so I can taste it.
And yo, shot him so quick I forgot to put my gloves on. Bullets sounded like a love song. Roll him in the Persian rug. Soon as the back shot shit in me started coughing blood. Neighborhood track suits, but you ain't ran shit. Pistol whipped him so hard, fucked up his dandruff. Kicks 2+, the public school's new buck. Grenade launcher looking like my new bow. Searching for loopholes. Boom. Fell asleep in the law library. Me and LaRusso. Get the knife, some Julio. Poke the nigga if he move once. Black still in the hole. He got 40 months. Work from the DR. She stuck it in the cunt. We back. Flip 1,000 packs. Relax. Last Kwanzaa we bought each other Jag. Miles was all glass.
It was a trap, all right. It was a setup.
We don't play fair. We don't play fair. No, no.
Yo, right now you're listening. This is bigger than a hip-hop show, man. You're listening to Mice Diggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Parkinson. I'm always moaning and dealing with my kids, but you know what? You need to respect them because they play my shit.
Yes, even his kids play his own stuff. That last cut was West Side Gun, Dudley Boyz featuring Action Bronson. Check it out. And this is Sarah Love.
And Mice Diggy.
Live on your radio, on FUBAR Radio. Oh, actually, got to send a shout-out to Simon locked into the show, Dr. Post-a-Lot Pasquale, who says Mo Farah is a doper.
Oh jeez, that's controversial.
This is the talk. I didn't even
know. No, because I saw it reported in the Australian news, but we know how racist Australia is. Sorry, no, I mean, I haven't. Whoa. I just wanted to see it verified from other sources.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there, but yeah, he has been accused a bunch of times, but he hasn't been caught.
But he's just so
like
beautiful,
I said,
so it doesn't really
he
matter.
He hasn't been caught, you know? Neither has Bolt.
Yeah.
So until, you know what I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
Word.
There's nothing to even pull him up on to say whether he is to be proved guilty of anything, you know?
You know?
Anyway.
Get me!
Enough of... hey!
We're dumping
digression, Sarah Love. Let's jump out of the digression car.
Yeah!
Okay.
Donuts in the digression car every week. We're joined by the lovely Maslaw in the studio.
What's going on, brother man?
All is well.
Yes.
It was so lovely seeing you at the weekend. I went through to the New Gods Jam in Lambuco.
That was a lot. Yeah, it was one of those days again where it becomes very wavy. Downstairs, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, Friday, innit? It was Friday, yeah, because that was the Friday. I wish I was there, man.
Yeah, it was fun. New Gods is always high energy. Anytime we come together, we make it a proper little collective of us.
And
make sure it's like, you know what? We're going to make this ton up tonight. Mm. Even if there's 10 people in the house, which there never is. It's always like nicely attended.
It was lovely.
And the vibes is like, I don't know. Next one, I'm bringing slippers and robes, so... it's home.
Honestly, the crowd was so lovely. It was a really nice gathering of people, and then just the energy of all you guys on stage too. It was a lot of fun. And then the DJ at the end of the night, I don't know what his name was, but he plays some
DJ
nice
DJ Wicked as
the one playing the proper reggae jams.
Yeah, man, okay. DJ Wicked is he's serious, man.
Yeah, me and
he's
my friend had to hit the dance floor.
Yeah, large up to the people.
Oh yeah, I was loving all that.
He was Mike Manning as well.
100 to it. He's 100 with it. So yeah,
and I was admiring your hair. I was like, come on now, how can your hair look better than mine? That's not fair.
You know what, man, had to curly up the thing quickly, you know, to switch up the bonnet because it was looking a bit rough. Just a bit.
I'll book you in to do my hair.
Island good time, yeah, man.
Oh wow, okay, cool. But what else is going on other than New Gods smashing up man, the clubs?
I'm trying to do so much little things at the present, like
You're a busy guy.
I'm trying to be like you, innit? Busy, but it doesn't always work, you know. But I got like I got an album that was meant to come out ages ago, but I wasn't happy with the final mastering, so I held it back, you know. Like anyone who
was that the last the when I came to your launch for that album?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, so it hasn't been released yet?
No, man. Everyone's still got to follow the bunny. It's gonna come out soon.
Serious?
Like, but like I've planned a lot for that, working with a producer called Damn Daniel, and yeah, he's made something really special there, you know. It's very boom bap orientated, which compared to the other projects I've put out is really different, because I usually try to stay as alternative as possible.
Why is that? Is it because that's where you came from?
Do you
from?
Know what? I sat down yesterday with my boy and I was going through like the vault, because I produce as well, innit? And I've been doing that for like years.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that I hold that down, but that's like easily stemming from 2006. And I'm one of them terrible producers that just hold one of them super huge vaults. And you only see it if you come around the house, that kind of guy.
All right.
So I was going through it and I'm listening to old production and I realized most of it is like that. I'm very alternative. It might be a house thing, it might switch up into a trap thing before it was trapping, and things like that, you know. So listening to what my influences are, especially growing up, it definitely kept me away from just doing a complete boom bap album. But this one, yeah, I'm proud of it.
What did you lot reckon over? Who was it who, oh man. Sorry, continue talking, I'll remember in a second. Who was it like in this last week where they were saying no one's making any, they started popping shots and they were just saying no one's making any money from doing a boom bap record, and then loads of people were like, oh hell no,
come
I'll
man,
get
we
back
don't tune into them radio stations.
The thing with them things there is music's come back to a full cycle.
Oh no, it was Fat Joe.
I said no one's
like,
making money from boom bap.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
he was
no
like,
one's
no,
making
but
Fat
know,
Joe money.
No,
yeah.
But do you know then what he was citing as, yeah, no, New York is killing it because we've got Cardi B doing it now.
Cardi B's all right.
Do you know what I think with Cardi B? Like, she's got a cute little voice. She has got a cute little voice, and it sounds fun on that type of thing. But it's like, I've heard that whatever the song is called once. That does not need to be listened to more than once. And that is definitely not going in any vault that's been sent out into space either.
She kind of reminds me of her Charlie Baltimore. But not
I'll
one I want to listen to.
I'll
so
be honest. I'll no, be really one, honest. I heard to her stuff like years ago before she, like maybe 3 years ago or something, when she was still coming off of the sort of, what is it? What's the TV show that they're all on?
Housewives something.
No, no, it was the, you know,
Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, Love and Hip Hop. I think she's on.
But I never really. She got famous?
So I don't know. That's where she got a bit more known, and then the music, you know. The smart people kind of, they know what they're doing, and she's obviously got to that point now where I've seen people showing her love, like, yo, I love Cardi B, I love what she's doing, so she's obviously, she must be making music that somebody likes out there.
Sometimes you need people to ride your jock to get out, innit?
Yeah, you know, and that's what they do. Yeah. That's the hustle now, innit? It's like people buy into your, they buy into your character and who you are, and then if you make tunes that are good enough for them to be like, ah, I dig this, you know, and
it kind of works. But this is it, like, even with characters, everything I've tried to present on this album coming out is happy. I generally want everything on it to be happy, the message to be happy, just to get away from everything about hip hop needs to be dark. Because I love conscious music, but even consciousness is dark at times, you know?
Yeah. You really think everything about hip hop needs to be dark?
No.
What about De La Soul?
Needs to come away from
hair?
Being dark.
Okay.
But that's not what's contrasting now. The De La Souls are great for festivals with, you know, but if you're talking to like if I'm talking to my little brother, he ain't trying to listen to no De La Soul. That man is on the front 6-7 and whatever the rest of the Asbo crew would be. You know? So I know, like, I try to put out something that is completely happy. Even when I do like dark side things, I still want it to be happy.
But on the sonic tip that is accessible to the same kids who want it.
Yeah,
be trapping.
Definitely. It will sound like a trap tune, but I might be telling you, go get a hug instead of bust a slug. It might be different.
I like that idea because I think I feel as though there's a lot of connection with the trap scene and drugs.
Yeah, and that's obviously the thing. At the night the other day, there was the DJ before dude who was smashing it with the reggae jams.
Oh, Shoff.
He played the
man.
Molly Perkins.
Shoff goes off. Yeah.
Actually, and then my
young
friend.
Young Face. Apologies. You'll cuss me for that. Young
yeah,
Face.
Get yeah, get right. Don't mm-hmm. want no trouble around here.
Yeah, that's right.
No, and then, no, but then I was explaining to my friend. She didn't know what Molly was. And she was just like, yeah, 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 this song. I recognize this song because she's into her old school reggae jams too.
She's into Molly.
And then I explained to her what this tune is about. And she's like, oh, hell no. And yeah, this is the problem is the that era. I have with a lot of the trap thing is that it's like you've got little youths singing about hard drugs, dangerous yeah. drugs.
It's weird that now
no
it's cool
mental
to be,
nourishment.
It's weird that now it's cool to be a bit of a heroin
junkie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
But do you know what? It's different.
It's
because
disturbing.
It's not like a direct heroin. It's your dad's pills. You know, one day some yeah. boy said, yeah, what, dad, what's that in the cupboard? Swallowed his Tremadol and said, oh, it's wavy. And yeah. everyone gets wavied off legal
highs. But not even
now.
Just that, it's also the kids being given that shit, you know, to calm them down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
And that's where it's really stemmed from, is them thinking, oh, well, you know, the doctor gives it to me anyway.
So it must be
yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah, yeah. So then, like, let me try and mix it up with some alcohol. Like, in America, they're on some next shit when it comes to getting high, man.
But a lot of this stuff is driven from poverty, because when you go to all over the world, but I've definitely seen it in Africa too, where it's just a thing of people are disenfranchised, bored, they've got no access to any kind of stimulation, and so whatever is left hanging around you, you cook
drugs.
That up together,
yeah.
and then you got something to entertain you while
well,
you're intoxicated. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly,
that's what I'm saying, because
sex,
you have no stimulation.
Roll, you know
but
what I mean?
Then I feel everybody's got to have their vice in some way. Everyone has a vice and some form of escapism, but. Oh, this scientific business is a bit dangerous.
Yeah, all the shit where they're like, you know what I mean, where they're testing, like
yeah.
you got like scientists now making
this
some next drug
by
to
monkeys.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, if we take a bit of this and it can make you feel like this and like that, and then right, what the, you see some kid like with his eye half hanging out, right, bro, what are you on?
On the flip
frothing
on
at the mouth, TCB2E.
But on the flip side, like when you're talking about those ones, that's like medicines people's been dealing with, but now people are recklessly dealing with it. So for instance, like
well, that's
the,
been going on
the
for a
ayahuascas
long time.
And the peyotes and these things.
Nah,
yeah.
not that. I'm not on about that. I'm on
about
the scientific. Like, yeah,
nah,
where
you'd be surprised. A man came up to me the other day and he goes, "Fam, I got some bad boy ayahuasca pills." And I said, "You what?
Ayahuasca pills?
Pills, fam?" And he said, "Yeah, they got glitter on them." And I said, "Bro, I thought that was meant to be sacred. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you
yeah.
just
this
telling
is,
me you capsulized."
But that's my whole issue. Even with eating processed food, at the end of the day, if you're eating pills, processed food, anything that has been packaged before you're swallowing it and putting it into your body to deal with, you have no idea what is in there.
Yeah,
and then take
all.
That to a street level where you're buying drugs on the street, you have no idea what that's been cut with, and you know every time that has changed hands it has been cut. And so it's like you really want to just take a gamble on that. But you see, with the ayahuasca, there's actually a lot of medical studies that are happening now to show that it can potentially help with things like chronic depression and different psychological disorders and stuff. But again, these are things that need to be rigorously tested in a scientific way, so people know what they're dealing with, not just taking road science.
Yeah, ayahuasca pills, three for five. Let me get some of them, bro. Take the thing, right? I don't even know where the fuck I was the last 2 weeks, boy. You know what I mean? You end up in like the Northern Hebrides somewhere, butt naked, special brew can hanging out of your ass.
My whole thing is, I try not to leave myself zombie in any condition. If I can know my whereabouts, I'm on the right path. You know?
I do not understand when people get that wasted.
Yeah, bro.
You know that whole.
It's like seeing
what happened
in the K-hole. You know?
Like, yeah, the K-hole shit. Fuck that. When I see people get them in, like, how they're moving around, I'm like, come on, man. Why would I want to feel like that? Where I can't even. I don't know my whole equilibrium. Yeah,
what's my name?
Up.
My shit.
Yeah. Man's all frothing from the mouth, ears, everywhere.
About it.
No, it
froth leaking from all kind of orifices, boy.
I've never been so drunk where I've not remembered what's happened the following day or whatever. You know, often people black out from drinking. Yeah, I've never had that in my life.
Yeah. I've only got
that makes me want to cry, honestly.
When they say it was a good night. I can't remember last night. Must be good.
Yeah, it must have been a good night. I've only got that drunk once where I've been lying on the floor, like making angels in the snow and shit like that.
Oh, geez,
but
you remember?
But I was like 14. Okay. Do you know what I mean? I was mad young.
You lived and learned.
Like, you know, it was some weak ass liquor as well.
It
was Pink Lady or some shit like that. Like, I just drank way too much Pink Lady.
Yeah.
But I wasn't the one who puked up. I could hear my brethren and we're outside his girlfriend's house. That was the hilarious thing, making snow angels. It was all snowing and shit. Then I hear, this is me. I just started laughing.
A Mars attack.
He left a strong impression.
But anyway, as we were saying,
back to the music. Yeah, we do. Let's get out the digression wagon. And let's get back on the hip hop truck.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the music then? Because I've got a track of yours that I want to play called "Music Moving Through Life."
Well, I wanted to know if you. So now, do you have an idea of when it's coming out then, or
what, that EP? I'm gonna bring it out.
EP or LP? I thought it was an LP.
I would say LP. It's like 10 tracks long, isn't it? So let's go.
Yeah, it's
LP,
an album, bruv. You know what I mean? Whenever people are like, yeah, but it's that long, I was like, bruv, ask Nas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? My man dropped a classic that was like, what, 9.5 tracks or some
but
shit.
But do you know what it was? I didn't want to push it out without the videos. So I'm holding it back till, you know, this is the year for my Gerald Butler face, you know, that Laura Biden citizen. You ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
With him and Jamie Foxx? And he's just
Lizzie's
like,
laughing. She's watched
it. That feels crazy, bruv. He sits in prison and he gets Jamie Foxx on some. Listen, follow my orders or you'll lose another. Yeah. And because he's a super strategist, and that's what my mentality is this year. Get the strategy right, then everything else should fall in place.
Bit like Donald Trump. Super strategist,
but he's just a bit of an
ass. But with actual strategy and ideas and locks.
And no lace front.
Good as well. No lace front.
Yeah, it's that thing of like, when you're doing it, you want to do it right. And to me, it makes more sense for you to release it with the proper materials in order to promote it as well, especially independently. So you're doing the right thing at the end of the day.
Especially soon you're just gonna see this rabbit appear everywhere. Yeah, and the whole thing is follow the rabbit. The album's called Watership Down.
Watership Down.
Yeah, everybody loves that cartoon, even though it was sad as shit. Yeah.
I know you cried. There's no shame in it.
I remember you.
I was emotional
at your launch. You were talking about the significance of that film.
Man,
so
yeah,
can
man.
You break that down for people who don't know?
Obviously, if those ain't watched the film, it's about a gang
spoilers.
Of rabbits just
spoiler.
Trying. And they get home to this Watership Down, but on the way they have to fight all kinds of, you know, different stumbling blocks, let's call it that way, from the man to his dog, you know, to his owner people that want to mash him up. Until
sorry, I'm just loving
the
this
rabbits that
want
the
this
road
is, no, it's lovely. I'm not laughing at you. It's beautiful.
I got to do it in a short synopsis.
Yeah, yeah, nah, but you gotta,
no,
but you got to make it sound cool as well. And
no,
the way you're saying
I
it,
love it.
No one would ever think you're talking about a cartoon with fluffy
yo,
rabbits.
They need to watch that, yeah.
With the soundtrack
rabbit,
from Simon Garfunkel.
That whole thing is violent, yeah. Mm. That is,
yeah, it gets gangster.
It was between that and The Animals of Farthingwood. And they was like the two banned cartoons because it just had senseless blood for a cartoon. Because I learned that in school.
Mm.
But they took that out of school and said, nah, this is too much for kids to be, you know, digesting on.
Mm.
But in it, you get little scenes like the rabbit jumping out and saying, stop!
Hammer time!
You're under arrest! Yeah, and they're like, for what? Freedom of speech. That's crazy.
Mm.
You wouldn't think all these subliminals are in such a, you know, what is meant to be a child's cartoon.
Cartoon.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring that forward. So I made a song. I've written the whole thing. I've got someone that's animating it at present. So it's going to technically be a 2017 animation of Watership Down.
Lovely.
Is it?
But in song form, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
You know?
Oh, wow.
So I'm trying to something.
Yeah, Maslow is getting
like, when you see the rabbit as well, the rabbit is deep because it looks like me. It's like
a little dreadlock rabbit.
You can Rasta rabbit with the ears. Rasta rabbit.
Yeah. Locks, yeah. Right, Rasta mouse might start hating, bro.
No, Rasta mouse can't touch me. It's rabbit business, not mouse.
Is Rasta mouse still about? Did they axe that?
don't know. I think they should have the trap. You know, like that was a bit of a hard one. That one, I would go.
Yeah, Rasta Mouse was a weird one to deal with.
I teach certain times, and I would go to schools, isn't it? And the kids be like, "Ah, look, it's Rasta Mouse." And I'd be like, "Do I want that comparison?" You know, I'd rather Mufasa kind of with the kingly mind state than a mouse. But hey, it got people into. You know, that love in the Caribbean thing. That
it's kind of weird. Yeah. It's kind of weird because that I remember that at that around that time, and people would like, you know, they'd be like, you know, Timothy and Elliot sort of talking like Rastaman. And people were like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean? It's kind of. Yeah, you already feel like right, bro.
Yeah, man.
You started a bit too early now with this shit, man. Bob Marley, like that, bro.
Yeah, calm down, calm down. To everyone, I'm Bob Marley, and I'm like, man, let's just go with the color complexion. I got locks, but you know, but people look for familiarity and everything in it. So
You're black. That's enough.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so this moving through life thing track.
This ain't even off the album.
Okay.
Before the album comes out, I want to put out a single, and this is gonna be my first proper full on bat single that I'm gonna do everything for.
But this isn't on the album.
Nah.
Wow.
Nah.
That's different.
I brought a taste of the album, but we're gonna go through this one because this is actually the forefront of everything that I want to put out right now.
Let's hear this thing.
And gives you a taste of the happiness that I'm trying to be. Achieving.
I love you for even saying this. This is so nice. So it's all about spreading love and positivity.
Yeah, definite happiness. And the whole point in this song is, in life, you have your ups and downs and all types of things, but don't let no one stop your groove, yeah? Keep skanking through life. Movement is important.
Easy.
I'm moving, I'm moving. You can see me skanking, I'm skanking. Rhyme a line, I'm skanking. your way through life. No matter the ups or downs, no matter the smiles or frowns, just make sure you keep on skating.
Produce that one?
So that's produced by Safa Garishi down in Brighton. Thanks nice. To my like Rumcon family down there, I keep myself well connected, you know.
And what are the links that to share with people that they should know about if they want to follow any of this new music that you're putting out?
Just I tell people to go on the Bandcamp and type Mass Law.
Okay.
Because I have a whole lot of things that I do put up there, but I'm pretty poo when it comes to advertising myself.
Just be real with it.
Yeah, you know. But go to Bandcamp, type Maslow, everything will come up. Otherwise, just stay tuned on all social networks and you'll see a lot coming.
Very cool. And we'll be tweeting all the links as well. But you're going to be chilling with us till the end of the show, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Maslow. That was sounding very fresh. And we'll be playing all that new stuff right here on FUBAR. Shouts out to Yumi, locked into the show. Young Idris as well. You can send your messages through to us on Twitter at FUBAR Radio, and take this email down, hiphop@foobarradio.com. It's very important. Now, you were talking, Maslow, about the importance of, you know, spreading some positivity and some soul food to the people and doing your part that you can play, right?
I try.
And, you know, my name's Sarah Love.
Yeah, Miss Love.
But, you know, they don't... Here, I'll just... Let me just cool off that air because it's getting kind of hot in here, but... You can just cool off the AC anyway. But, you know, I really believe in the power of love. There's nothing more powerful than
the
love.
The power of love.
Keep it going.
Oh,
yeah. I really do believe in the power of love. And it's like, and I have to say, I'm a bit of a cupid. Because
what do you mean?
What, you've been setting people up?
Well, basically, I want to use this wonderful platform we have here at FUBAR Radio to help unite people through the medium of hip-hop in a lovely way.
FUBAR dating.
Somebody get the bow and arrow ready.
The title of that is quite ironic. FUBAR dating.
Well, actually... I'm looking to hook people up through hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you call that?
Through the hood, just trying to find that hook-up.
Hip-hop hook-up. Sarah loves it.
That's right, babe.
Oh, jeez. Honestly, because I think a lot of people out there, they want to find love, but they're too shy. And they want that guy to come and talk to them, but the guy feels too shy to go and talk to them. And then the guy would love to talk to that girl. And so it's just a matter of breaking the ice. And also dating, finding love, it's just a numbers game. You just need to be meeting enough people, and you never know what might happen.
I know, but some people could get a title for that, innit?
And so I thought, we have this amazing station, FUBAR Radio, broadcasting to thousands and thousands of listeners every week. And I thought, let's use this to spread some love in the world.
That's right. We want some hip-hop babies out there.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
And so we've been putting the message out to the listeners on hiphop@foobarradio.com to email us if maybe you're looking for love in your life.
Yeah.
You know, and a little bit like when you see the Lonely Hearts column in the newspaper.
That you usually skip.
Take that.
We have something similar to that here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And in fact, I thought, let's share with you some of the people out here who were looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first ever time we are bringing we will get this all to work, honestly. We're bringing
the mental
hook-ups.
Drum roll,
hip-hop.
Sarah Love.
It's because I'm multitasking doing too many things at once. So we'll start again. And first, on the first hip hop hookup, all you need to do is give us a call, hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Hey, this is Sarah. They don't call me Love for nothing. All of a sudden, you can reach me on hiphop@foodbarradio.com or just leave a message.
Hi Sarah, this is Verity. I heard that you're doing a hip-hop hookup at Foo Bar now, and I'm very, very interested as I'm currently single and I'm definitely looking for love. So my name's Verity, I'm 5'10", have blonde hair and blue eyes, and I love stand-up comedy. I absolutely love 80s music. I think my first crush was Rick Astley. So if you have anyone out there that looks like Rick Astley, that would be amazing. I'm basically looking for someone who's very, very funny, down to earth and charismatic. But I think humour is probably one of the most important qualities I'm looking for. As I used to do stand-up comedy myself. I love funny movies and I just love it when a guy can make me laugh. Preferably someone tall, dark and handsome would be fantastic, and of course with the love of all things hip hop. And I look forward to seeing what's on the market. Okay, thank you, bye bye.
Hi Sarah, it's Sam. Thank you for setting me up on the hip hop hookup. I'm 6'3", absolute demigod, perfectly straight teeth, pearlescent white muscles like Zeus. Honestly, if you were to think of a man, I'm a demigod. Normal girl, someone that's down to earth, nice, honest, makes me laugh, doesn't take herself too seriously, that's got to be important, that's massively important for me. So I was 12 and below, no I'm joking, I can't say that. The thing that I hate most about a girl is jealousy. Yeah, it's something that I can't stand, it's not a good trait to have, you know, it says a lot about a person that portrays those kind of traits in terms of jealousy. Alright, later.
So,
yo, I just want to know if we manage to hook people up over this shit.
This would be hilarious.
No, it will be beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It will be.
All these mediums in the world, yeah. This one reminds me of Black Chat. You know, when you just got the writing that goes along, I'm 25.
So, basically, if all of our candidate applicants on hip hop hookups, these are real people looking for love.
Yeah.
And so, if either Verity, who's looking for someone tall, dark and handsome with a love for hip-hop, or Sam takes your fancy, who's a hip-hop demigod, he calls himself.
With pearl white teeth
and super muscles. Email us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
They have to prove it. How do we know that he's shaped like a demigod? How do we know?
Because we trust people. They're innocent until proven guilty. And I do have to say also, I have met both Verity and Sam. And so they are real people who are eligible. So email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And we're paying this.
You are going to have to account for
pay for the baby.
Yes. You know what I mean?
But there is a disclaimer here.
Word to the big Usher news last week. Anyone catches anything, Blaze. I am not liable for this shit right here. I'll just tell you like right damn now.
Yeah, buddy.
But they're all real applicants. And so you can maybe end up getting a date out of some hip-hop hookups.
For real.
Email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And we're playing this across the entire station. So potentially there's thousands of people who are going to hear your message. If you're looking for love in your life, reach out to us.
They need to know.
Sarah Love. Sarah they don't love. Call me love for nothing all of a sudden. So get in touch. This is hip-hop. It's Foodbar. Was the hip hop hookup and coming up right after this. Getting into some. We're not laughing at you, Verity or Sam.
No,
we love you.
I'm retweeting the banner right now. This is fucking hilarious, man.
So go to twitter.com/foodbarradio.
AKA Cupid.
Love it. You know, but I'm going to put positive thoughts out there. I'm envisaging that we're going to be invited to a wedding in the future, Mike.
Yeah, I'm there.
As
man.
A result of the hip hop.
I'm with it all, man. Whatever you lot want to do. Bachelor parties, bar mitzvahs. No. Oh, yeah, he said no more under 12s. Okay, then. All right, go on then.
But get in touch. Sam and Verity, they'd love to meet you.
Foobar Radio presents
Politics on Foobar.
Politics on Foobar here, and I've got Hannah Jewell in the studio. Welcome.
And what I love is Trump Senior's coming to the defense of his son. He says, "My son is a high quality person, and I applaud his transparency." I love the a high quality person. Like he's a fine cut
MDF
of meat
or something.
He's
a
delicious steak.
I think Trump had his Trump Steaks brand at one point. Actually.
Oh no, it is. Yeah. He only eats well done steaks, and it's kind of ruined steak for me, by the way. But
I'm sorry about that.
Every Friday. Politics on Foobar from 1 p.m.
Foobar Radio.
sense. Everything's a tangled mess up inside my head. Drug dependent, I'm living on the edge. Hudsucker building, standing on the ledge. Ready to plummet to my death, my girl asking herself, what's the sign that I said? He never did take criticism well. Official card carrying citizen of hell. I built a wall aside my citadel, repel and impale. Nobody ever lived to tell the tale. Still I'm feeling like my life's a major fail. Standing on the platform waiting for British Rail. Throw myself on the tracks like I do with these raps. Where the drugs at, a brother gotta relax. Slag, he's become totally detached. Socially inept, yet they're throwing me the snatch. Big fish, he's supposed to be a catch. Take notice how he chats. Is it poetry? Perhaps. But they never show any acknowledgement for that. Till your image get polished, keep the policy intact. Talking industry politics for cats. Properly smashed, they probably hit the bottle till he's lashed. Drink driving through life like Brands Hatch. No goals all season, still he's man of the match. Crash dummy splattered on the dash. The hooded executioner brandishing the axe. Dust to dust, ashes to ash. Disappeared like a dealer selling cabbage on your patch. The parasitic one, the cashing on the act. Called the paramedics quick, they can try and bring it back. All fade to black. Lifeless, laid on his back. Can I get an encore, por favor? Hudsucker building, 44th floor. I'm on the 44th floor. Fucked up how I'm feeling, 44th floor. Can I get an encore, por favor? Hudsucker building, 44th floor. I'm on the 44th floor. Can't crack the glass ceiling, 44th floor. Falling from the skies, his whole life flashed before his eyes. Too many faces of who we've loved and despised. Those close enough to see through my disguise. Sentimentality, my demise catalyzed. No cat's eyes, only oncoming headlines. Black page obituary, front page headlines. Got him scratching their heads like headlights. Skull about to bust like my head's in a vice. No suicide note, so they left to surmise. Just a glass half empty, except for some ice in the ashtray. Full of roaches left behind. Now they're queuing up behind like lemons in a line. From here all the way to Palestine. There's 72 virgins waiting in paradise. When I reach the other side, better to die than have all my beliefs undermined. Under fire on the front line, seeking a divine. Seeking you shall find flatline.
Yes indeed, people, you're done now already. This is Rodney P.
Yeah, yeah, bionic there.
London Pussy inside, you're done now, it's vibes. Come to represent some love with the lovely Miss Sarah alongside my brethren Mice Diggy. Yeah, football style all the while, done now. Yo, people, this is original London Pussy inside.
Yeah, yeah, you get me, mate. Even listen to it in Ghana, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
Sit there, we get around. Fubar style, wild man, easy. Big up Miss Sarah, love my man, Mice Diggy every time.
That last cut, 44th floor. Check out the new Jest album, Billy Green is Dead, is out now. You got Zygo on there, Beat Butcher. Jest has produced some tracks too, and Paul White as well. It's sounding pretty lovely. And this is Fubar Radio. And let me just remind you as well that for our hip hop hookups, we will be posting Sam and Verity's voicemails again. So you can listen back and just check if Sam or Verity are your cup of tea, because I'm sure they would love to hear from
you.
What
we really want to know is the theme music going to be in the background, is it like we heard then? Because that was just that. I think
that was banging.
Yeah, that just added to the whole. You know what I mean?
It was rousing. Wasn't it? It reminded me a bit of like J.R. Hartley's struggle in life. You know, that was emotional too. And so, yeah, but it's real finding love. It's myself, Sarah, love.
And myself, Mice Diggy love. You know what I mean? I've got to get involved in the love somehow. I don't know if that even works. But and we're now joined here by some MCs, some hungry-looking ass MCs. That's what I say right now. From your left to right, who have we got here?
Yeah, Maximus Kraft.
ABD.
ABD.
Gooch the Recluse.
Gooch the Recluse.
Yo, Trick Dastardly.
Yo, E-double-D-Y.
Okay. You lot with the names, man. I've got to try and keep up with these. Yeah. Wait, are you lot all crew, yeah?
Bud Rat Records.
Where's that? Whereabouts are you
North situated? East Base, like Teesside of Sunderland. We've got both from Leeds.
Shit. Cool. Sunderland.
Yeah, man.
Sunderland. You lot are crazy down there, boy. Yeah. Well, up there, I should
up
say.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the word bands?
Bands. Yeah, little kids
and
little bands.
No, but you know, bands in that comes from the Vikings, and like in Holland, that is actually, I think it's either Holland or Sweden. That's actually the name for kids.
No way, that's where. No,
isn't that cool? Okay. Isn't that cool?
It doesn't sound as nice when it's.
Okay, you need to speak into the microphone though, otherwise no one will hear you or any of your raps either.
Right, cool.
But what? So all of you guys have just come down today from Teesside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, aww. A few from Leeds, a few from Teesside. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Leeds are you repping?
Meanwood.
Meanwood in the house.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But what, you're all part of one crew then?
Yeah, Budrock Records, that's a crew, man.
So
yeah.
How many artists on the label?
At the moment, it's us right here, yeah. We've got obviously a few producers, a few features at the moment, like Matter and that as well, that Leeds crew.
Oh, Matter, Matter. Is he Leeds or is he...
Yeah, he lives with me.
Oh, is it? So that's Leeds then,
Meanwood.
Nice, man. Is he still battling in that, or what's he doing now?
Well, there's not many battles happening at the minute that he's involved in, but me and him are working on a project together, like a blues hip-hop crossover sort of thing.
Blues hip-hop?
Yeah.
What, you got a live band with that, yeah?
No, it's just all samples. You've just been listening to loads of blues and chopping it up.
What have you been chopping up?
Like Lead Belly, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and he's like singing on it as well.
Matt is singing on it.
Wow, it's a different style, man. Different style.
So that's going to be a Bud Rap release as well, or what?
Nah, I don't think so.
Who started the label then, Bud Rap Records? How did it come about?
That was me and Gooch, like about a year ago, about 2 years ago, just back in Sunderland, like, because we just used to like obviously freestyle together and stuff like that. So it's been about 2 years. Yeah, we started it and then we connected with these guys.
Give him a mic, man. Obviously, the CEO of the label is just talking to my hand.
No, but hold on, isn't Gooch like the word for something gross? Chode, is that the same thing? Gooch and Chode, is that the same thing?
This Gooch is not the same as that Gooch.
No,
this is a total new level of Gooch that you're getting right now.
God damn,
the executive Gooch. That's how we roll. I still don't know what the
house Gooch, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That Jay-Z Gooch. No, I don't actually know what the other Gooch is.
Anyway, so yeah, I think it sounds like we don't even want to know.
Save me, family.
Yeah. See, and so how many releases have you lot dropped now? Then
we're just working on the first mixtape. It's going to drop like real soon.
Oh, wicked. All right, so that sounds like that's a good segue into what we're about to hear now, then, isn't it?
There's stuff on the SoundCloud already, like, but the mixtape's taking it to the next level of, you know, recording quality and stuff like that.
What about jams up in Teesside and Leeds? What's going on?
Blakey's putting on a lot of gigs, like
Lift the mic up to your level. Productions
and Leeds, we've just joined with them, so any shows that they're going to be doing, we're going to be supporting with them. So
shouts out to Ollie, who's doing all them jams at the parish in Huddersfield.
Yeah.
Hod, do you get me?
Get me. That was nuts.
And it's kind of it's festival time of year right now. So we played at Forest Odyssey in Scotland about a month ago. We're playing at Landed Festival in Wales in a couple of weeks. And the Cannabis Club in Durham.
I know someone who might like that.
Okay.
He comes on the show.
I know a few people who might like that.
So when is that? What day is that?
Share the info.
My guest list.
That, we're playing on the 18th. Yeah. The 18th we're playing.
In Durham.
The 18th.
Yeah. So what are you saying about guest list?
What's the set time? From 20.
But there's lots of cool shows, because I think the shows and the promoters, they deserve some love too, you know, because that's an important part of keeping this scene afloat. We were talking to Mass Law earlier, who put together the lovely New Guards Jam this last weekend, and coming up this week there's some cool stuff going down. Digger's Dozen, that's happening at the Ace Hotel, that's on Tuesday, and that's where you get each DJ gets to pick 12 records. It's got no bootlegs, no reissues. It's all like about for those dusty fingered mother lovers out there. But Digger's Dozen is very fresh. Plus Beardy Man and Lean, they're going to be performing at Arch Space on Wednesday, and you've got Adult Rappers, a screening of that film. What was your... It's not a £1 cinema though, Mice. I was enjoying
your £1 cinema.
£1 cinema. Yeah, they needed more budget to screen the Adult Rappers. So that's happening at the Hive in Dalston. But that Adult Rappers film, did you see that, Mice?
No.
That's the one where it's like interviewing enough different people about the real life side of earning your living as a rapper. That's a £5 cinema. But all of our gig details and our weekly gig guide are up on the Fubar website.
Yeah.
And if you've got a jam to shout out, because I want to be shouting out jams that are happening in Teesside and in Leeds. So if you're wherever you are, in the Out Hebrides, in Australia, whatever, if you've got a jam to shout out, hit us up at hiphop@fubarradio.com.
Yeah, for real. I'm actually in Peckham this weekend with Smokey Joe and the kid, but I can't find the info. Yeah, I forgot to even let you know, but hit me up at micediggy.com. I'll let you know more details about that. This Saturday, a lot of people have been asking what the fuck is the show about, do you know what I mean? Because here, there, everywhere. So you lot could come and see the show. I think I've got guest lists as well that I can sell you lot. Because it's free, but you know, to make an extra bit of change.
This is called hustling. That's how we do.
For real, there's going to be some guest lists, so follow me at Mice Diggy and I'll let you know the rest of the info. But right about now, we got to get into, as always.
Well, first, we need to give our camera team a chance to set up. So we'll quickly play you a short tune, then we're going to get into our open mic straight away, right up after this.
Yeah. Nah, me. How the God makes it, layman terms ain't with that fake bait. It's time to face fact, all you dudes whack. National grid, kids do gas. Who you trying to get at? Over, bamba, disrespect the culture. Listen, culture vultures, leaving the scraps. Hip hop scene been under attack. Dumb it down in the blacks. Destroying original man. Look the message in the music of the original plan. Yeah. One love, now they young thugs. Rakim Allah showed us how it's done, cuz KRS told me to leave hip hop. You leave with them Bronx, digging the kids off. Bronx River where it kicked off, gone. Blacks blaze turned to them, then they became frauds. Don't you motherfuckers see that? Where you motherfuckers be at? Where you be at? Where the real people in the streets at? Hip hop dead, I'll be back.
Originals to raise each individual. God before hip hop is the principle. What is right over what's cultural. Truth and justice, the foundation of anything long lasting. Righteous the mission, this condition. We long past it, have us all blasting. Best teaching is to accept your own and be yourself, claim what is owed. That's your life. Warring those, our life they oppose on sight. Mental wars consummated, so now we gotta fight. On all levels, versing all devils. Can't just let rebels roam round free, you can't settle. What is the purpose if it don't point to God? Like this world, all's in question, dethroning the thwarts. God set up beside God, you all fall. Black mothers fall, watching a child now die cause we gave birth to your.
Don't you motherfuckers see that? Where you motherfuckers be at? Where you be at? Where the real people in the streets at? Hip hop dead, I'll be back, yeah.
So you go bam, 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 bam.
Jones Brothers, that track. BLM is the name of the song, and all tracks on this debut album from them is produced by LA. Sorry, get the pre-order on Bandcamp. And shouts out to IMS, locked into the show, Lyrical Alliance as well.
Yep.
And we're about to get into the open mic, guys. Are you ready?
We're ready.
You're Bud ready to
Rap
do this?
Records in the building. ABD. E-D-D-Y. Oh, I should say E-double-D-Y. My bad.
Okay, I've lost track of the...
Maximus Kraft. Okay, yeah. Yeah, did I say that right? Kraft. Yeah,
forever now, we have Gooch, to say Kraft on this show.
A.K.A.
The Recluse.
The Gooch, A.K.A.
The Recluse.
Yeah, The Recluse. And shout out to Trick Dastardly. Let's get into this one, man. Who's setting it off?
Yeah, I've got some.
And we've got Big Frank on the beat. This is Fubar Radio. It's the open mic.
Yes. Old Tag 7 Max Bro, big old Big Frank on the beat, yo.
Nice diggy bro, yeah.
Sorry, bro.
We'll just beat you up later, don't worry. Just rap.
Yo. More styles than the Mars and the Dales combined. So if I pass cross, we'll all have a whale of a time. Talking and saying the rhymes, all of these taking the line and swapping life stories, one caution retail at a time. But fuck the juicy goss, I'm more than a grape on a vine. The flavour that I'm spitting is mature, like I'm tasting a wine. I'm not a harm on the stage, I won't perform any way that you like. I'll do it my way, cause I fought for my place in the line. See, for me, man, an ordinary day in the life's never quite over till the thought of a phrase that'll rhyme. So if you want to leave a march, you'll be chasing the light. Keep doing what you're doing, sure you're behaving just right. Are you against me, your form, and just make up your mind.
I see the fear of the torture and pain in your eyes. I gotta bounce cause there's laws to be breaking, so I'm blending like I've already been caught without paying the fine.
I started with the force of right enforcing, with the drugs I like falling to the world I write balls in. When I write these lines chlorine from an awesome life I'm scorching, when I write this vibe pouring out this bottle wide, roaring out my lion's side, part animal, part living life. Don't give a fuck and I give it right. Poison eyes and freedom lies between the vice of greed and lies. It's figure by some storming skies deep inside my mind at times. All aboard this steaming ride, pull the cord, turn on these lights, put a price on freedom, fight to vibe, but ride ain't even nice. And pattern for this shares and likes, posing on no clothes online, read the crown through jealous eyes, hypnotizing teenage minds, redesigning life by advertising in your minds. Could I shout it with a force I like, dying if I like my life, picking a part of the middle, I'm making it cry, stumbling down on my rise, feeling I'm living in dream is a lie, feeling I'm lucky, I'm rolling the dice, gambling up on my life, rolling it twice, never be taking advice, and living my life for rhythm and fights. Look at my eyes, riddles and lies, spitting the end of my killing a vision with spits to the light, making a decision and spitting it right, drinking the months and seeing the light, pinning me up in the middle to die, running and jumping around, posting down, important the venom and fly, cannibalized inside my mind, hitting these swords, try, feeling my lies, pinning me down and be running for miles, hitting my riddles and bringing it alive, finger the rhythm and fucking the vibe, dripping the vision and pouring the vine, and spilling the vision of third eye, incredible's gonna be certified, painting the skies with colors of fly, E double motherfucking D-Y.
Nice.
Maximus Crowd. Yo, it's that Ono Loco, sword swinging sensei. Looking at the kings, I want a ball in this chess game. Checkmate, sumo style, keep it heavyweight. Two fat ladies and some rubbers, I can demonstrate. Yeah, my chemistry's abnormally formed. It's like thalidomide and children living younger than four, you see. I've lived a life of cold debauchery wars, and now I'm paying for my past like a mortgage report. I want it all. Picasso's on the porcelain walls, a bunch of bearskins sitting on mahogany floor. One Chesterfield chandeliers, throw me a Porsche. Right now I'm just a poor prick, spitting it raw. It's like this, if you need it or you want it, you get it. So I just keep on being honest till the porridge is ready. All my life I wanted more, so I'll keep grinding it steadily till the day I peak performance or I'm brought to the cemetery. Yeah, coming straight from the belly of hell, sneak inside your DNA and put them splinters in cells. Because I'm tricking Penner, so Penner will tell everybody that I'm magical and all will be well. Disordering wells, 1984 in the shelf. Got me paranoid like Ozzy, grab Iommi as well. At home with the spells, people talk of chrome in the tails. I'm just googling Aruga whilst I'm biting my nails. I ain't a top shotter or a shooter, you see. I'm just a daylight groover with an honours degree. Just body and beats, phenomenal, you follow the ease. I make the honeys do the ducky, baby, wobble your cheeks.
It's like a fair moments like Timothy Treadwell. Getting tribal, a Shakespeare, so what's good and ends well. Biddick was the start of the stem cell. That's Sunderland and Washington inside, man, that's Denzel. I tell them send help, cause I'm totally fucking losing it. I'm like a dead walker, I'm gormless but fast and furious. Oi, my life's constant with that paradox. You wanna bring the beef, get a sharp shock with a cattle prod. I'm hard knocks, you get palmed off to a new dimension. Crude intentions, I'm too deep, man, I can't stop. Too far gone, but I'll spit on beats till my heart stops. And I'll be running rounds on these sheep with these like the farm's dog. Oi, that neat liquor, fucking cheap mixer. Large flip to Penelope with the peach spritzer. I'm over caring, fuck whatever's to come. Suckers tremble and run like I come with 70 thugs. It's trick dastardly, and yeah, massively I'm a cunt. But I'm battle axing the fuck out the massive bangers to come. I'm just happy to be here, man, I'm just having some fun. I slap the lips clean off with a sick free and I'm done. Aye.
Grip from the gutters, motherfuckers never trust us. Dogs in the corner, but none of them are busters. I grew up bloodsuckers in a cut, getting cut every month on some drugs, getting cut. Now what the fuck is my life? It seems nothing but a drag. The only bright in my life's what's inside of these bags. No rat ass, still I fucking fly a couple rat flags. Bags packed with fat bats, so grab a couple gas masks. Yeah, my crew's a couple test tubes from becoming some lab rats. So cover your tracks or fuck a track back. You're just pushing buttons, no fucking class act, a sad fact. But we're only telling the truth, whatever the weather, heaven or hell. Only myself in the booth, no stereotypes, just fucking stereo loops. So if you like it, bump your head to this shit and keep it moving. Cause we'll recognise real, but your fears to me is confusing.
Yeah. The fake analogies is allergies, infecting all your energies. Apologies for mythology, the potency is qualities and policies and fantasies and batteries are running low and flattering. It's actually the faculty to bend it by the entities.
demanded by a famine, eager, greedy, gone mad at the 1% of the world's economy. Farming into poverty. Yo, me and my brothers are living horribly. The reason we suffer is given honesty by politicians robbing and stopping financial potency and blocking P from the vulnerable and elderly. I'm just hoping I'm alive to be the better on his spirit, depending on ability with energy. Killing it innocently with dinner, my chilling with weed. Cooking and smashing a beat with raps to the boom, bopping it sweet. Trapped in a room, strapped to a tune deep. In a time lapse, and I rap till I can't speak.
Yeah, we go abroad and rape the raw material sources. In some cases, even take the human resources. Force them to work on our land like horses. It's obvious why their homelands are the poorest, and the wars that we fund leave them homeless. So they need to come here when they flee from soldiers. Cause we got the money and security that we stole off of them and thus caused the beef. So how the fuck can you shut the door and still sleep when your brothers from abroad and mourning shit's deep? Claim you can't support asylum seekers. Contained in these shores is an island of greed. There's never been a famine in history that was caused by your natural lack of the shit to eat. Nah, we're one of the most omnivorous species in the world of surplus. This should be easy. It's disgusting. Then people could have been fed if government share, motherfuckers wouldn't be dead. And wouldn't it be nice to leave it there? Enough said, but it ain't easy to wash your hands of bloodshed. Ladies, do you have a diamond in your engagement ring? Well, next time that you're pining and gazing into it, thinking of the guy that gave you it. Spare a thought for enslaved gun blazing. Kids are getting brainwashed, boss fed cocaine and shit, till they can't even remember their own names and shit. And if you don't know about real child soldiers, listen to understand it. New flesh don't told you.
The bars are endless like the cosmos. Cause I burn through material like a hot rock. Cause I got a soft spot, but still the bars will knock your socks off. Cause when I'm about to blow, it's like my city becomes a bomb squad. Aye, so just delays the detonation. Face the revelations of a wasted fella case and a fate that's forever vacant. This place is uneducated. I'm impatient waiting, guessing that's why I'm the face of hatred. Band wagoners, talentless maggots are stand ravenous, chatting shit on a matter which they lack the biggest factor in. They didn't get it. I've got a better chance of cashing in the lottery with the ticket I got for free. Honestly, they'll never understand this shit properly, so they can step up and just get fucked with the best hooks that I got in me. Gimmicks running scared, cause cowering ain't an option. Devoured the face that's on them, I shout in the face of nonsense. I'm beyond stress, man, I'm obsessed with spitting shit. Lyricist, I'm coming live from the sticky sitch. It's Mr. Trickster, ripping stitches and flipping scriptures. The biggest skitter, this side of the Weir River.
These bars are hieroglyphic spectacles. Catch me at the pyramids, proving points like a decimal. A modern spectacle delivered from that sentinel, susceptible to metamorphic thoughts outside the spherical. These rhymes collectibles, cooking up that manuscript, graced with that ancient wisdom if you don't figure it. Outwitting lyricists, every day is do or die. Kamikaze style, I kill myself to let the art survive. Then view my scene through the bird eye views are never nothing but the fresh type. Bird's eye view, we're building coffins whilst the rest fight. Rest assured, you should rest your jaw if you ain't acting right. Liar, liar, thing Jim Carrey in that figure four. Ain't about the realness and you ain't about the art at all. I'll be a martyr to the game and that's a fact for all. Hip hop's my religion, man, I'll pray until the planet falls.
Peace, knowing I'm abundantly blessed. Daddy Abe namesake until they put me to rest. One love fist bump and then I'm spudding my chest. Plugged in a nourishment like I'm sucking the breast. Is that ever spiritual bulletproof vest? Blazing arrows raining at you from the stuff you detest. Liberated from the days when I was ducking the feds. Always looking for my exits and tucking the meds. Whenever you saw me flexing, I would have been red. But when the mist cleared, dried up, I would have been vexed. Peace, shalom severs all the cause and effect. While expert skeptics tell you that it's all in your head. They probably want to drop a bomb on my set, but I promise to rock it pop until they chop on my head. They want him be dead, but everything that's solemnly said is honestly meant with utmost shalom and respect. I got that peace.
Kaleidoscopic vision, eager print emission. I'm fishing for life's inner ambitions, climbing up divisions. Unconscious, big as a feeling is prison. Trapped behind the bars and big as a women. The feeling is different, cause I'm big and living. When I sliver with it, quiver like my liver. When I'm pouring, fuck, I'm in it. Big and timid, I deliver with it. Feeling lifted, I deliver it. this shit with pit blistered at the bottom of that shit blistered. Sitting in my pit, spitting, kicking in my chest, spinning out my mind like I've been trapped in it. I doubt I'll find what I'm looking at when I'm looking in it. Sad spinning records round, drinking cans of Guinness. Stuck in a never-ending cycle of slime. Women I'm living, not winning prize winning. Act like it's fire in the mind. In disguise with it, cause the fireflies lighting up the night sky, kinda so vivid.
Yeah. Yo, you're listening to Bad Rat Records right here, my beloveds. This is the hip hop show with Mike Stiggy and DJ Sarah Love. We say, Gooch, what you got, man?
Yo, made the face of pure adherent, creeping through your pavements. Sold my soul to Satan, now I'm sleeping in the basement. Feeding off the green, I let my fragrance make my statements. Me, I'm passive puffing while these others rant and raving. So hate me for my straight face, pasty, slightly pale face. Nothing really healthy, nothing juicy about this steel state. But tell me, how the fuck does hate taste? Mixed with splits of haze in the finest case of the wine. In case you wonder, yeah, I'm fine. I've been treating rap like plotting graphs. I mean, I know sometimes you've got to cross the line. And if you didn't see, you must have crossed your I's and dotted T's. Not many will agree, but what if in death we win the fucking lottery and ascend to a private property, mini metropolis of different plots and different pots. Funny, cause I'm not talking Photoshop silly. When I see I come to cut and crop, I cut and crop. First I take the fucking biscuit, then they try and mug you off. Still I run the show, I pull my socks, I've gotta go, I see the cops. Sorry if I leave you standing looking lost. Couple Z's up on me person and a home a couple box. And I'm not one for loss and profit for none. Trying to get back to the days when all my problems were gone. Catch a snakes in the eye with the knife to my back, but probably just the obvious ones.
I'm so ferocious. Chris is tricked with a hocus pocus. Sick with emotion, focused on script as I roll approaches. Sitting cotching with concoctions of loads of opiates. Watching the clock and hoping it stops as the frost approaches. As I'm feeling lost with the colder shoulders, it's that lonely kid. My worst enemies, my soul within. But still I maintain and hold a sober grin and smoke some weed and won't proceed to ever let the omen win. There's missiles homing in, heat signatures opponents give when pissed. I'm a shit guy, sizing up the hole I'm in. You can try and stop, but I'll just show you things I'm bolder with. I'm known to spit and smoke a spliff and gunner like a total prick. Cause that's his stupid shit because I can't hold it in. Coke and gin has got us inappropriate. It's in half, I'll fold you in. Since port and piff I'm mixing potions with. I'm up and down like motherfucking dolphins in the ocean. Swim.
Yeah, and I'm partial to packing arsenals. Party stroke genius, part of the atom particles. Can you catch me? You couldn't, so kick the F. I'm hunting for little rabbits and muskets, I pump a lead. This game's changed, the spire to cause a threat. Spend a lifetime psycho killing, so sick in my talking head. No need for Springer to question who is the father. I managed to do it all like I'm Kevin Parker from Tame Impala. Little cocky but confidence lifts the pressure. Take measures so I progress to the heavens and leave them breathless. I'm grasping death from the books you could only get. Tombs of the catacombs after battles of the walking dead. This news is proof, if you dig it then push it dude. I just figured that I should prove every point is current to my life. If you get it you're conscious too, I respect it. Digesting the wisdom lifting to higher planes, I like. Jeez. Otherwise you can stick it, I couldn't give it. So see you little muppet, you puppet figures and sore sights. I ain't got time to be wasting just giving statements and praise to the spitter's pain. Homage to see the truth shine.
Jeez, man. Bad Rat really Record, hey, you look blessed that, man.
That
I gotta say,
lovely.
That was fucking nice, man.
Bad Rat Record.
Yeah, different, all the different styles
yeah.
there. Yeah. Yo, how can we get hold of you lot, man? Where can we find out about more music from you lot?
Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube.
SoundCloud, Facebook, bro.
Yeah, man.
Facebook,
Bad SoundCloud. Rat Records. Bad keep Rat doing Records. What you lot are doing. Shout out to Big Frank as well, because I think that beat,
yeah.
that.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's heavy, that's what we're going to say,
that
though.
Was
like,
right up you
it's
lot's
not
you,
yeah, yeah, like the, a few of the tunes, we usually go on like more aggressive, like boom bap, and it was just nice to ride something which is a bit.
Well, you know what you did? You showed that you're real MCs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just remember that, yeah.
And that was a hip hop hookup via Foodbar Radio. Yeah. We're hooking up Big Frank on the beat.
Over here. Yo, all you MCs, if you want to get on here just like these lot did, hit us up hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. Just send us a link to some of your music. And if you're a producer, send 4 1-minute snippets to hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. I never know which camera to look at.
But thank you so much, Bud Rat Collective, for coming through to the studio. That was really lovely. I love all your accents as well, by the way. Sounding lovely. Shouts out to Big Frank on the beat. Thank you so much, Mass Law, for joining us today as well. Big thank you to Sam and Verity as well. So you can listen back to their application to buy some love. Hit us up on twitter.com/foodbarradio. And thank you to you for tuning into the show, guys, because this show is all about you. Next week, we have such a treat for you because we are going to be joined by the the one and only Cool T Rap.
And it's Sarah Love's birthday, so all you mama lovers better bring some presents. You know what I mean? Because But yo, catch me at the South London Soul Train with Smokey Joe and the Kid this Saturday, bitches and bitchettes. We're gonna be at the Bussy Building, bussing one out.
Oh,
did
yeah.
I say that out loud?
And up next on Foo Bar, it's Sticky Blood. Hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. But carry this message in your heart, people. Take it with you up the motorway back to Tyneside, okay?
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity.